reading from John chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
Jesus, you are the one who loves me, the only one who saved me, the only one that forgave me, and I will stand and give all my praise. Jesus, you are the one I honor, the only one I'll follow, the only one I'll raise my hands to, give all my praise. All that you had, and I will fall to the ground at the sound of your name, Jesus. You are the one I honor. You are the one I'll follow. The only one I'll sing to bring you all of my praise.
God's people said...
Amen.
Amen and amen. That's the voice of Harold Green, along with James Mark Maxey and co-host Pastor Jason Schiffel, all joining me for our second day of broadcast. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard a little of James Mark Maxey's testimony, and we closed out the program with him singing, and we asked Harold to open up this edition, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 28th, 2014, with a song. I believe you're going to be sharing that, Harold, this coming Sunday night at our acoustic worship in support of Israel benefit concert?
Yes, that's my plan.
And you may or may not be bringing some others with you, but that'll be one of the songs you're going to be sharing at our special acoustic worship concert. And appreciate both you and Mark volunteering and assisting and helping and carving out time to lead worship, because that's part of your passion. You both yesterday commented you're supportive of Israel, supportive of the work that God's doing in Israel,
yeah,
and supportive of sharing the love. I think you both have talked about the love that Jesus has expressed in your life, and so you want to provide avenues for others to know Jesus, but you want to lead worship. So tell me some of your expectation for Sunday night.
Well, I expect a group of people to meet with and experience God's presence. I expect the God of heaven, the creator of the earth, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to move in our hearts, to change us, and to make us new. I pray that as we move into it, that it's a time of refreshing. There's very few times I feel like in sort of the busy modern culture that we really just sit and get still. And the Bible says to be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that this will be an opportunity for God's people to just be still and know him.
Jason, it was through a still small voice some years ago, through the music ministry of Harold Green, that your life was touched and moved.
Well, he was a part of it. It was at a church that we mutually, Harold led worship in that church, and we mutually, I guess, well, he worked there, so he attended, and I attended with my family, and I didn't work there, probably because I was a functional Christian at the time and more pagan than Christian. And yeah, it was through some events that happened. I think I've shared many times, and I'm not shy to share, but this isn't the place. But the Lord broke my family, broke my heart, drew me towards himself, and I arrived on a Saturday night, and Harold was leading worship. And I remember distinctly what song it was and distinctly how God used it. And, yeah, so, I mean, and that's still emblazed in my mind. I can still see that night. I mean, I can still see what Harold. You probably don't even own the shirt that I can see from that night. But I can, and that was, boy, we just said a little bit ago, like 7-8 years ago. I mean, that was quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it seems like after Christ came in and just kind of reordered my life. Well, he got rid of all the things that didn't matter and showed me what does matter, which was just him. And then from there, you know, my wife and my kids and everybody became the beneficiary of his overflowing love working in and through me. And so, yeah, Harold was used powerfully. You know what? I think about Uzziah in Chronicles when it says he was marvelously helped. And so I look at that night and I think about how God used a group of people who probably don't even know that they were used marvelously in my life. But Harold, I'd love to hear how the Lord has worked marvelously in and through your life, even in the past number of days.
Yeah. I guess my story is similar to Mark's in a way. I was saved when I was about 13, and we had just moved to a rural community in Southern Virginia, and I realized I didn't really have many friends, at least not yet. And but I found myself talking to Jesus a lot, and I realized how much I needed him. But also, like Mark, I spent some years away from the Lord, and it was wasn't intentional. At least I didn't have a marked moment in my brain where I said, "Okay, I'm going to now turn away from the Lord." It's kind of like a slow drift, you know, a few injuries and things along the way, and just not really knowing how to process or what to do with some of those injuries. And I found myself without a prayer life. I found myself not in the Word. I found myself not attending church. And I just ran on dry ground, and I literally came to a period of time of being in a clinical depression. And I sought counseling and all this type of stuff. But it was the Lord that rescued me.
Yeah.
And he put his hand on my life in a powerful way. And kind of like Mark was talking about, I have one of those encounter moments, but it was in my pastor's office, so it was just me by myself. And I opened the Bible to John 14:21. And he said, those who love me are the ones who obey my commands, and my Father will love them, and I will love them, and we will come and make our home. And then right, I read those words, and we will come and make our home. And this is my testimony, God is my witness, that in that moment, I experienced the Lord coming and making his
home. He moved in.
He moved in. He moved in.
Yeah.
And my life was forever changed. And I'm not saying that it just all came together. I mean, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
But he made himself known, and he separated himself out and took his voice and said, this is my voice. And so from then on, I had this plumb line, this reference point. And even if I strayed, I still could come back. And I knew that the Lord was real to me and that he was worth following. So as a kid, I had kind of idolized the band Kansas, and they were actually led by a couple Christian guys.
Not the state Kansas, right? Because it's flat and boring.
The band Kansas is far from boring. And they kind of took a turn in their career and started putting out music, like gold records that were actually Christian lyrics.
Mm.
And so that was, you know, when I was 13 and first got saved, I thought, man, I want to be like these guys, because I was in love with music and guitars. And I thought, well, how can I still be a Christian and do this? Well, they were kind of the example. Well, I strayed all those years. And then God ended up calling me back into the church as a rock musician. And they paid me, the church, and I was still not really walking yet. But they just hired me as like a hired gun to come play rock guitar in their church. And the Lord really started to get a hold of me during that time period. And I find myself now 15 years later, I've been a worship musician most recently a worship pastor and a leader of a ministry because of God's marvelous grace. And my dream is still to have Terry Livgren come play on one of my songs on the Love Project.
So wait a second. So when the Bible says, see, I was like marvelously helped, but let me get this straight. So you had a favorite band and you wanted to be like that band. So the Lord, to woo you to himself, saved the band. The Lord's like, well, I really want Harold, so I guess I'm going to have to save Kansas. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Well, Harold, one of the things I appreciate about you, as I've just gotten to know you from a prior interview, is your passion for God's Word. The lyrics that you choose to write are influenced by your study of the Bible, your hours pouring through the Scripture. And so I appreciate that as being a real hallmark, or maybe a line in the sand. Yeah. Is it biblical? Is it God-honoring? And as you're mentioning Mark's testimony, I should point out that's James Mark Maxey, because when I came to Christ at 10, I've not sinned since and have always followed after him passionately. No. I've also followed.
Where's
back.
His wife?
Yeah. But I want to point that out because James Mark Maxey yesterday featured some of his story, and that is archived at greatnewsradio.org. So if you miss a portion of today or tomorrow, you can't make the broadcast Wednesday through Friday. Actually, for that matter, all Mark and Friends programs are archived. So stop by and have a listen, and I think you'll be really blessed. And we're having both these artists in the studio along with co-host Pastor Jason Schiffel, because on Sunday night, that's this Sunday, August 31st from 6 to 8 p.m., Great News Radio is presenting a night of acoustic worship in support of Israel. We talked all about it yesterday, but the thumbnail is Ha'emek Medical Center is a great work that's going on in Afula, Israel. They serve Palestinian, Arab, Muslim, Druze, Christian, people from all walks of life fairly. They have a multiracial staff of people representing all faith journeys there in Israel, and they work together. It's a real unique, special place, and we've served there a number of times. Great News Radio has taken, I think, 6 or 7 different groups to the hospital, and we've brought supplies and Beanie Babies and teddy bears and all sorts of things that we've helped out over the years. And this November, we're planning to again visit there, and there'll be a love offering taken this Sunday night in support of this Ha'emek Medical Center. And 100%, in fact, Jason, you referenced it yesterday. Some people might say, how does Jason work those numbers? You said,
well, my wife will tell you that's why I don't handle the checkbook.
Oh, no, but you were right when you said over 100%, because we have had some sponsorship monies come in, along with 100% of the offering that'll be taken will be going and designated to Ha'emek Medical Center. So it's all happening Sunday night. We hope and pray you'll bring your friends, family members, colleagues, those that you know from the area. So in a nutshell, we're just hoping you'll all come out this Sunday night, 6 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. It's located on Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47, right between I-72 and I-74. So whichever way you're traveling into the Mahomet area, the Community Evangelical Free Church is right on Route 47. It begins at 6 p.m. There's going to be snacks and all sorts of handouts and prize drawings and giveaways. And it's a free concert. There will be a love offering, but certainly come out and enjoy an evening of worship. If you were tuned in at the beginning of this program, you heard Harold Green. I think you're going to be presenting that song. And we'll probably in the next few minutes or between today and tomorrow have some more music. Maybe we'll have both of you jamming in some kind of song or closing out a program. But appreciate you, Jason, coming up with this concept through God's leading, that we can gather together and honor the name of the Lord Jesus Christ through an evening of acoustic worship and then raise funds for Ha'emek Medical Center. So it's great to have you, Harold, and your gifts. And as you shared earlier, you talked about something that just recently happened in your family and yet how God's been glorified through the testimony of your special sister who lived way beyond the years that doctors had given her.
Yes, my sister, who was born severely retarded, and she literally came to the point of death as an infant, and through some very sincere prayer came back to life and lived a very full life, over 50 years. And her whole life is just a testimony of God's love and his miraculous power to heal. She never was able to express more than just a few words at a time, but she had the most incredible heart. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the things that we'll remember about her the most, she passed on Tuesday. And, you know, I think everyone that ever met her, if they had a heart at all, was touched in their heart by her. But one of the things that I'll carry with me is her love of music. If she had been born like the rest of us, she assuredly would have been a singer or some sort of anointed instrumentalist. She absolutely had a passion for music and regularly would get a clock radio or something with a radio on it, and she would listen to a song for, you know, 35 seconds, and then she'd turn the channel and pick up another song. Unless it was Linda Ronstadt, that'll be the day. And then she'd sing that thing from top to bottom. I mean, this girl absolutely loved music. And we all looked forward to Christmas because she knew Jingle Bells and, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And she would sing at the top of her lungs. And we all cherish those memories now.
And so what was the relationship there? Because, I mean, you being passionate with music and you loving to play music, when she got in the same room, would she want you to play music for her? Would she want you to...
You know, we just always had a lot of music around the house. So, you know, she was either hearing my sister practice piano or me practice piano, my brother when he was in the home. My mom, sometimes my mom and my sister and I would, my other sister, Carol, would sing in three-part harmony, and we'd sing gospel songs and that. So I would say Anne was surrounded by music. And then when we weren't making music, she'd go in her room and turn on a radio and make it herself. So.
And I think you were saying because of her unique disabilities, she had just such a great temperament or disposition, almost like a pure heart, a wholesomeness to her, like without pride, without, you know, putting others down. You said that she was really needy and relying on you, and yet how that left some lasting impressions on your heart.
Yeah, I think, you know, a person who's completely dependent on others doesn't have the opportunity to develop in them the pride of the flesh. And so all she knew was love, and she had a pure heart, and it was so pure that it was piercing. And the hardest hearts melt in front of her, and it's truly, as the scripture said, that God uses the weak to lead the strong. She was the example of that in our lives, and you know, I know to this day, like I said, the hardest hearts, and you know, you get people on all sides of all arguments within our larger family and that, but every single one of them, I believe, would melt in Angela's presence.
It's so interesting.
Their hearts would be softened.
It's so interesting because, you know, many of us might look upon that as somebody like that and say they're afflicted. And yet, you know, Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3, says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. And I struggle with that verse because I don't know how to do that sometimes. I don't know how to do that most of the time if I'm really honest. Mm. And yet, from your testimony, it's as if naturally she could do that.
And if, you know, it's almost like someone who's that pure, it puts a spotlight on your selfishness.
Yeah.
If you can't enjoy her or enjoy her presence or put aside your agenda to just, you know, just to hear her sing or to participate in life, you know, it's convicting to be around a person that has a pure heart.
Would you do us a favor, Harold? I mean, maybe just close us with a song, and let's just play it for Ann.
Okay. Well, I know what to play.
Jingle Bells?
Well, something like that.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. For the Bible tells me so.
Thank you, Harold. Yes, Jesus loves you. And if you want to find out more about a relationship with him, there are trained counselors, and this free call can make a difference in your life. Dial 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.